News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to talk about hour two here, starting, which it is. It's the El Paso History Show. It's got a history moment attached to it right about now, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about July 4th.
How did the 4th of July become a national holiday? For the first 15 or 20 years after the Declaration was written, people didn't celebrate it much on any date. It was too new and too much was happening in the young nation. By the 1790s, a time of bitter partisan conflicts, the Declaration had become controversial. One party, the Democratic Republicans, admired Jefferson and the Declaration, but the other party, the Federalists, thought the Declaration was too French and too British, which went against their current policies. By 1817, John Adams complained in a letter that America seemed uninterested in the past, but that would soon change. After the War of 1812, the Federalist Party began to come apart, and the new parties of the 1820s and 1830s all considered themselves inheritors of Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans. Printed copies of the Declaration began to circulate again, all with the date of July 4, 1776 listed at the top. The deaths of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams on July 4, 1826 may even have helped to promote the idea of July 4th as an important date to celebrate. Celebrations of the 4th of July became more common as the years went on, and in 1870, almost 100 years after the Declaration was written, Congress first declared July 4th to be a national holiday as part of a bill to officially recognize several holidays, including Christmas. Further legislation about national holidays, including July 4th, was passed in 1839 and 1941. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Well, I think you covered it there.
Yeah, well, I was looking for something a little bit different. It is 4th of July, and you know, this information came from a website that I found that was very interesting, constitutionfacts.com. It's a great website for learning all about the Constitution,
okay, now, who
which
those,
more people need to learn.
Who are those people in that name? It confused me, and I know Tom Diamond wants to know who they were. Who were those Republican Democrats?
That was the party
was that
at
about?
That time. They were the Democratic Republicans.
Okay.
Which ended up splitting into the Republicans and the Democrats later on. They went to the Whig Party. I don't remember exactly all the parties.
So we all had an origin in history.
That's right. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, all kinds of fun stuff. But I wanted
stuff in history there. Well,
yeah.
The El Paso County Historical Commission is a great crowd to get involved with. That's why you do this. ElPasoCountyHistory.com. That's our online site. Second Monday of every month. It's when they meet.
That's right.
Are you going to read that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you
are. As soon as I can get it flipped over here.
Find the page. Go read it.
And the next meeting is July 11th at 11:30 a.m. at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, the downtown branch, which is at 401 East Main Street in El Paso, Texas. And you can give Bernie Sargent a call at 915-581-7920 and come now. Get involved. They do a lot of work.
Okay.
They really, really do.
Speaking of Bernie Sargent, I happen to have a $3 bill right here. I do. It's a $3 bill. And
it's real El Paso currency.
It's real as it gets, I guess. And it's from Bernie, and it says Republic of Texas. But here's the point. National Day of the Cowboy, July 23rd.
That's right.
That's why we're doing it. I'm going to give this to Tom Diamond and suggest he tip out at Pepe's with it today.
That's right.
There you go.
I'll give you some more to take with you.
Oh, we can have a lot of money and make old Pepe go crazy.
Yeah. Well, we need to give
him one. You didn't think I had a $3 bill in my hand. I did.
I've never seen one before.
Well, there it is.
Well, that's the National Day of the Cowboy celebration we're going to have. It's the second one we're going to have, and it's going to be in Anthony, Texas at the Richard White Park. Speaking of the White family, Richard White Park. Up there, and they're going to have entertainment, music, Six Guns of Shady Ladies. Will be killing each other. We'll have the Day of the Cowboy vendors.
The Day of the Cowboy should be known here.
And we're talking about cowboy history. We have Cerner Ranch will be out there. They'll be talking about cowboy history, and we have the Mule Packers. You name it, we've got it all out there.
Well, the thing is, people got to figure out what is the history of the cowboy, and you immediately go right to the Mexican vaquero.
That's right.
Because that's where the cowboys learned what they knew.
Yeah.
It was from the Mexicans. Well, the Spaniards had horses for centuries before cowboys were invented.
That's right.
We weren't even inventing cowboys yet.
Hopefully we're going to have buffalo soldiers out there, because they were part of that group when they left the military, came out west, and became cowboys also.
All stuff going. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to ask Bernie to come in here and explain all that on the 23rd of July coming up, the Day of the Cowboy. Also, Tom Diamond and Carolyn still here talking about history. Where the heck were we? There's something about New Orleans we need to know, because there was a big deal in New Orleans. Now, you sort of told that story during the break, but you got to tell it on the air. What happened with the New Orleans party and Lyndon Johnson?
Okay, we'd had a very successful visit in New Orleans.
Staying at the Prince Conte, which was a casket
factory, yeah. It had been turned into a hotel. That's where we were staying.
A casket factory, okay.
Anyway, we had a great visit, and Johnson gave a speech at the press club meeting, and on the way back, he wanted a drink. So I was in the car with him and Mayor DeLesseps Morrison. And DeLesseps Morrison had the sergeant driving the car call in and empty the Vu Carré nightclub. So we took the whole nightclub over. And
whoa.
We were sitting there having a good time. And Councilman Burke at New Orleans said, Tom, the senator wants to talk to you. So I turned around, and here was Senator Johnson towering over me, holding his hands in front of me. He said, Tom, I want to thank you for leaving your valuable law practice in El Paso. And he proceeded to thank me for what I'd done and knew exactly what had happened.
In detail.
And so that night, back at the hotel, I'm bragging to Carol. I said, you know, this trip was worthwhile because the senator knows who I am and what I've done. And he was lavishing his praise. She said, well, if you want to know what really happened, I'll tell you. And I knew damn well I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Terrible.
But anyway, she told me. She was sitting on the side of the room with Lady Bird. And Lady Bird would ask her who so-and-so was and what they'd done. And Carolyn would tell him. Lady Bird would tell the senator what to do, and he'd go thank him. She said, it was me talking to you, not Lady Johnson.
Of course.
Well, Carolyn, good, you got it right.
Yeah. Well, I was upset. I said, well, I wish you hadn't told me.
That brings up another thing with Carolyn, and this is one I want to know about, is you were very, very much involved with your husband along this path, the whistle stops and such. Now, there was also something that you were involved in with the girls from the Democratic Party. What was that group?
Oh, they were a wonderful group. We did a lot, of course, campaigning so much. Lanelle Bowling was the one that really started the girls.
The Lyndon Johnson girls?
Yes, the Johnson girls. And
Johnson girls.
We had... you know, uniforms and so forth, and we'd go around to different associations and give a talk on, you know, what was going on and so forth.
So
and
you were official Democrat operatives?
Yes, yes.
But called the Lyndon Johnson Girls?
Yes. And it was Lanelle Bowling and really Janice Wendell that got the organization started. Well, and
I've got more on the list here. Maxine Silva.
Oh, yes. Maxine.
Curly.
Skinner.
Skinner.
And Margaret somebody.
And Margaret Show.
And Marie.
Pritchard.
And Loopy.
And Loopy Bain.
Not Lucy Baines.
Well, no, Loopy.
Loopy Bain.
Loopy Bain. Uh-huh.
Interesting
crowd. Didn't Johnson kind of diss you girls when he came to town?
Well, that was very embarrassing.
Let me tell you.
Now Tom wants to talk about that one.
I'll get even with her.
You bet.
I was in the car and back at the president's as we came down Mesa, and they were going to turn on Oregon and go to the downtown location, and the Lyndon Johnson girls were all lined up there in their uniforms and ready for the president was going to stop and get out of his car.
Oh, he was president by now.
Yeah.
It was
a presidential visit.
He was going to stop his car, get out,
and go over and personally thank Lyndon Johnson.
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
But
halfway to town, a snot-nosed kid wandered in front of the parade, and Lyndon Johnson stopped the cavalcade, picked the little kid up, took him to the side to his mother, and told her what a beautiful child she had.
As long as there was two TV cameras there.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, as a result, we were very late. So as we hit the turn at Oregon,
oh my God! And all
Lyndon
the
Johnson
girls
told him to keep going, and here are all these girls standing
there.
Oh,
waving, they were so excited!
For the president to stop and thank him, and he never said a word. He just kept going.
President Johnson.
You know, politics is not precise sometimes.
Well, he was heading to the Chamizal for the meeting.
That is correct.
Oh, Lopez Mateos, that big meeting.
Correct. Yes.
Well, there's a lot of history going on here, Tom Diamond. We're not going to hit it all here, but if you want to know what Tom's been up to, the stuff he's willing to tell is this book.
And I don't think it's all in this book.
The stuff he's willing to tell.
I think the next book is going to
happen. Also, you wrote two other books that were fiction and interesting. What are those about?
They're about Indians. And in fact, that's why I have on the front of this book the drum, because we're working with the Indians.
And the back of the book, what is that? That's a Japanese
battle flag. I told you about the encounter I had. That was the battle flag that soldier was carrying.
So you have a museum at your house.
Well, it looks like one.
Oh, my God.
In fact, Carol and I are starting to look like part of the museum.
The Tom Diamond Museum. I bet that would be a big place. But also, the other books you wrote, was about the Mogollon area.
We have a ranch in the Gila, and that's what inspired me. I actually ran that ranch for many years. So I spent a lot of weekends going back and forth to the Gila.
You mean like punching cows and that kind of thing?
Well, it's a ranch.
That's our son. Yeah. He does that.
The Beaver Head Lodge Ranch in the Gila.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Anyway,
country.
So to keep busy driving all that way, I took a recorder with me and started recording events of my life.
Oh, good.
That's how this book came to be.
Excellent.
That's how this book came to be. It was a series of things I was putting down in print for the benefit of my grandchildren.
Well,
so when I got through, I put it all together and we published it.
Well, you're benefiting everybody, basically. Also, the Tiguas. I want to ask you about the Tiguas. When you got involved with the Tiguas, what year was that?
1968.
68?
Yes.
And when were they?
Let me correct that. It was 65. It was
65?
Yeah, 65.
When were they recognized as a tribe?
In the state
67.
Of Texas.
66 and 67.
Was it on a federal level or was it state level?
Well, first it was on a state level, then a federal level.
And that was in 67, Texas?
We couldn't get them recognized directly by the state because they're a federal tribe. So we had to go ahead and get the transfer of sovereignty, authority over the tribe from the federal government to the state government.
Oh.
So we got a bill through the state. John Connally was governor. Oh, by the way, in those days, the Republicans and Democrats all worked together. It was wonderful. We got things done.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And it was a common purpose, and we all had the same values. And
yeah.
Boy, today I wake up and see all this stuff going on. It makes me sick.
It's weird.
Anyway, we got the state bill passed. Then we had a national bill passed authorizing the state to take over.
So the state was like May 67? Somewhere in May 1967?
No, it was July 64. The bill, yes.
May 67?
Yes,
okay.
That sounds correct.
Well, it's an interesting era there because I know Dick White was very involved.
Oh, Dick White was
involved. You guys had crafted a deal where the Tiguas were going to run Waco tanks.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Tell us about that.
We got double-crossed by the state of Texas. So
double-crossed?
We were double-crossed by the state of Texas.
Oh, my.
And I'm sure it was to provide jobs for a career of people in the state. I don't know, but anyway,
well, as I understood it, you had it structured so the Tiguas would have jobs.
Absolutely. And actually we had it structured so the Tiguas were going to get the land. Barney Whelan owned the land and he was going to donate it to the county and the county was going to donate it to the tribe. And I won't name the politician that stopped that, but a local politician intervened and said, no, I don't want the Indians running that place. I want the state to have it.
So that was the end
of
that.
Then we worked out a deal with the state where the Indians would sort of lease it or operate it for the state. And that's where the state double-crossed us. After a couple of years of operation, they took over themselves.
Mm.
And what was terrible is they dug up Indian artifacts and remains and put them on display down in Austin in the museum.
Well, see, that's the secret about Waco tanks that most people do not know, why the Indian people think that's a sacred place.
Because it is a sacred place.
It's a burial place.
It's a burial, very important burial
place.
See,
that's the
place. Very
that's,
important burial
that's
place.
That's the point that the recreational people never understood.
They didn't have a clue, and we had to take them to court to finally get them straightened out.
But once I understood, you don't want me jumping off the rock onto that ground because it's a burial site. I get that, but nobody told me that. Once I understood that, I did a video about this, and that's where I learned it. But once I got to that level, Tom, then I got it.
Well, there's still a lot of bad feelings
of course
in
there
the
are.
Tribe.
Of course there are. But Dick White was very instrumental in all
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. Dick White was a wonderful guy.
Now, he was not a drinker. I happen to know
that. Oh, no, Dick White didn't drink.
So he didn't come to a lot of your parties.
Let me tell you, Dick White was the perfect example of what I call a straight shooter.
Absolutely. And you know what he did in World War II?
Yeah, he was an interpreter. Japanese language interpreter.
As Kathy put it, he called him out of the foxholes.
Yeah,
he was on Saipan and several islands in the Pacific.
The congressman was the guy who said, "Here comes a grenade. You have a chance to leave and save your life."
Yeah.
And then they'd load the tunnel with grenades if the guy didn't show up.
He told me stories of watching Japanese jump off those cliffs and commit suicide rather than surrender. And what a horrible feeling that was, you know.
But it was interesting. A guy with his stature and his capacity, and then he went on and became a lawyer and a congressman.
And his wife, she was very, very active in history projects. She wrote her master's thesis was on the Socorro Grant.
The Socorro Grant?
Yeah.
Oh, I almost knew her better than him because I was the kid, friend of the family there.
Well, the Kathy White chapter of the Democratic Women's Club in El Paso is a very marvelous tribute to her.
What a strong woman about about 4 feet high.
Oh,
I mean, she was a tiny little lady.
Tiny girl.
We got a call. We're going to take a break here. Let's talk to George. George, we got you on the radio here. George, what is up?
Yes, good morning, good afternoon. I'm kind of intrigued by Mr. Tom Diamond's story, and I'd like to know, since I'm blind, is the book available online?
Not yet, no.
No? Okay.
So you need it read to you.
Yeah, I can't really, it wouldn't be profitable to buy a book, so I can't see it, so yeah.
All right, well, see, Tom, we're stirring up demand for your book here. Here's another one here. It needs to go into Braille or something. Yeah. Well, sorry about that, but can you join us for lunch today? Meet Tom?
Speaking about it, yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Cool.
What's that phone number? What's that address? 67? It's 67. Shelly, you've got it right there. 6761 on that page. I'll get it here. Anyway, we'll tell you the address.
6761 Donovan Drive in Kenutio, and it's just south of Trans Mountain where it hits Donovan off the freeway. Or the outlet mall, as you say, and across from the swap meet in a little shopping center there.
It's a strip mall, but the food's as good as it ever was.
It's a tire
place.
Delicious.
I won't be driving, so.
No, yeah. Tell your friend.
Oh, order a takeout. That's the other thing. He'll sell you a takeout. All right, well, thanks for ringing up. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting stirring up people. Tom, the history that you're touching is like all over the place, which I suppose is one reason to do this because you've been all over the place. And at 93 years old, and your career is just beginning as an author, right?
I hope so.
you got your old-timers in here looking back at you. You got Lyndon Johnson in here. Here's the Tiguas of St. Anthony's Day. What an interesting little book. We're going to talk more about that. Should we take a break?
I think so.
We can do trivia first, though.
Well, and also we've got... Oh, yeah, we need to throw that in. Forgot all about that. Okay, question...
Oh.
Or where are we?
Let's up the ante. A Tom Diamond book.
Oh.
And the stuff. What was it?
A signed Tom Diamond book.
Oh, we can even have Tom. He's sitting right here.
That's right.
But also, that will be Kiki's Food on this hour.
That's right. The $25 and Kiki's Food.
And a Tom Diamond book.
And a Tom Diamond book.
Maybe a DVD.
And maybe a DVD. We have selections or options.
There's a couple here.
Correct,
and also, you're going to have to answer a question.
That's right. And the question is, who were the Lyndon Johnson girls? Name at least one or more.
Ah, see, we know who they are.
Yeah.
We just talked
about it.
Hey, well, you're raising your hand, Tom Diamond. You would like a book?
Yeah, would you like a book?
First question you've answered that I know.
Sign yourself a book, Tom Diamond. Anyway, you get a Tom Diamond book. We're throwing the kitchen sink and whatever else we got here. Oh, food.
And you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Last year, 2015, there were 124 police officers killed. That's an average of 10 men and women a month. Think of those that went to work but didn't come home. Think of the lives affected. Our officers are also being sued for doing their jobs. The Jackie Auto Group will start showing support by displaying blue flags around the dealerships, handing out Back Our Blue stickers and blue ribbons for antennas. Join the Jackie Auto Group of Las Cruces to thank and show support for our officers and to encourage other businesses, citizens, communities, and schools to join forces. Let's all recognize those who give up so much for peace and protection of the citizens of our community. So, join the move. back our blue.
Hey guys, with summer almost here, are you looking to trim up, maybe lose some of that belly fat, and feel more energized to enjoy more of what you do? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study on the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene77.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a leading testosterone brand found nationwide at GNC and other stores, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be a part of the largest survey of men's levels in the country. There are no needles and no office visits. The clinical grade tests are painless and confidential. It's an easy program you can do from home, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to feel more energized and get trimmed up, find out your levels for free and go to ProGene77.com now. That's the word pro, G-E-N-E 77.com. ProGene77.com. Enroll today before the study is closed. So go to ProGene77.com.
So, how's the remodel going?
Oh my gosh, where do I start? My contractor is amazing. He's made the whole process so easy on me. It's like I've always said, it pays to look for the seal. Ladies, I am not kidding. I always look for the seal.
Oh, I know you do. I do too.
Me too.
That's the truth. When we bought our car, we looked for the seal. When we were searching for daycares, we looked for the seal. I won't even buy shoes online unless I see the seal.
The BBB makes my life easier because I know I can always trust BBB accredited businesses. That's why I always look for the seal.
Go to work, spend 8 hours staring at a computer screen. Go home and start it all over the next day.
Time to get out of this rut.
This time, go to work and log on to iHeartRadio.com. iHeartRadio.com lets you listen to your favorite stations and music absolutely free. It makes your work day feel like a fun day. Almost. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. iHeartRadio.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a full set of phones here, Robert, Tony, and Magdalena.
Yes.
Don't hang up if the first guy wins, because chances are we got more stuff for you.
And we got a second question.
Oh, yes. Tom Diamond's been generous over here. He's been writing books as we're speaking, and so there's an extra one popped out.
Yes.
So, but just I got to tell you a couple things first. July 9th, next week, our guest is Doug Pullen.
Yay.
He's the program director for the El Paso Community Foundation of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, which is August 4 through 14 this year. They're partnering with the Museum of History for a museum exhibit on the movie The Giant. That was shot in West Texas.
Yeah, we stayed at the hotel where Elizabeth Taylor and Rock Hudson did last week.
Will they be making a history exhibit out of that? And that's going to be downtown to take a look at, then go across the street and go to the event. On July 16, we have a new book come out called Over the Santa Fe Trail.
Oh.
Interesting authors are finding us, national authors. She's Joy Poole, and she is from New Mexico. She's assistant state librarian. Her book chronicles the travels of Dr. Roland Willard, but he was the doctor in the movie The Revenant.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
He's the guy that patched up the guy the bear almost ate. and what's his name? What was his name? Anyway, the guy got an Academy Award out of that. Second hour of that day, Bernie's coming in. Mr. Sargent, going to talk about the Day of the Cowboy celebrations, and the 23rd is the celebration. So
that's right.
What do you got?
Well, on Saturday, July 9th at 2 p.m., Jeff Romney is speaking at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology at Pacame and the Casas Grandes culture. And the ruins Pacame, or Casas Grandes, are located in the municipality of Casas Grandes, Chihuahua, Mexico. And this ancient pre-Columbian city reached its height of, population and such between 1200 AD and 1415 AD and played a big role in the trade and cultural contacts between the peoples of the American Southwest and Northern Mexico and some of the more advanced civilizations of Mesoamerica. And Jeff Romney, who actually grew up in, I'm trying to see which family.
He's a colonial Juarez.
Yeah, a colonial Juarez down in that area. Grew up and knows that culture really well. So there it is, colonial Juarez in Chihuahua, Mexico. And he's got a lot, which is full of all kinds of archaeologists.
Archaeology.
Archaeological sites.
Archaeology.
He currently serves as director of development.
Old stuff you find in the ground.
Yeah, that rocks and bolts.
Stuck in a wall.
And is director of development of the El Paso Museum of Art. So for registration, more information, call Brittany Hudson at 755-4332.
Archaeology Museum. That's the other end of our history. And I'm asking some people to come in and explain some of this to us. Because El Paso basically divides El Paso history between up until Oñate showed up. That's archaeology. And from Oñate forward, it's occupation or whatever you want to call it. Okay, we got trivia questions to talk about here. And I think we're going to get some answers. Yes. Well, real quick, by the way, July 4th, 5:30 p.m., Biggs Park, Sergeant Major Boulevard, the big celebration at Fort Bliss, the 240th anniversary of our nation's independence. Pop goes the fort.
Right.
Just wanted to say that.
Pop goes the fort.
So I had to do this whole Independence Day out there. You can get on post, but call them up out there if you want to get involved. 491-7063. But Post is having a huge event out there. And then Bernie's going to be in a tub on Monday.
Get your water guns out because they're all going to be looking to ambush him. Six Guns of Shady Ladies will be in the West Side 4th of July parade, one of the biggest ones and one of the best ones in town.
And they shoot water guns at you as you come down the parade, so you better be prepared.
Yeah, it's funny. We had a grandmother and all of her kids show up one time to ambush them, all of her grandchildren.
Six Guns and Shady Bernie.
Yeah, Shady Bernie. There
that's
you
how
go.
That goes. Oh, we got trivia here. Let's go to Robert. Right. Robert's on the radio here as we speak. Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all
good
doing?
Good morning. Fine.
We're surviving, you know.
It's a great show today. You're going over a lot of names. I remember Richard White. And it's a great show.
Oh, yeah, Dick White. And don't come out to Pepe's today. Get a book if you can do it. About 12:30 out there. Anyway, we've got trivia.
Okay. The question was, who were the Lyndon Johnson girls? Name at least one or more.
Their names were Lucy Bird and Linda Bird.
Wow.
Oh, no.
No. Try one more name. We'll take one more name.
One more name. They were a local group.
Okay. I had the wrong girls.
Okay, well.
I'm going to make it out to Peppies to see you guys.
All right. And get off the phone, call back, and we'll ask you another question in a minute here. Very good. All right, now
yeah, I can see he thought that they were the daughters of daughter
yeah.
and mother.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
No, this was a local group.
We talked about
it. He's right. He's right. They are the judging group.
Well, you know, we almost should give it to him, but we're not.
Yeah.
The other thing is, what are we didn't tell about the prizes. We got ghosts 1 through 4 here.
Yes, we have a special set giveaway
my dear
today.
Beloved brother delivered them this morning, so
yes,
we have a full
did.
Set.
So you got the Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 1 through 4.
That's a lot of weird
That's
work in there.
Stuff.
So we're going to give that away. We got a Tom Diamond book.
And $25 in Pepe's.
Well, on that one, I think you should be either or on that one. You think we should give it to him anyway? Another caller called back, Shelly. Let's put him in the queue. See, I'm just waiting for more callers to come. All right, going to Tony here now. Tony got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
You got any answer to any question, we'll give you something.
Yes. First, I want to make two comments, please, Jack.
Sure.
First of all, as a fellow attorney, I just want it said what an absolute outstanding lawyer Tom Diamond was and what an absolute pleasure it was whenever another lawyer could work with him on the same side, on the opposite side, whatever. He's truly a scholar and a gentleman.
Yay!
And a great credit to the legal profession.
Checks in the mail.
Okay, the second comment is you got to have him back, Jack.
I guess.
There's no way 2 hours you can get everything that he has to say, and I hope you do have it back.
Hey, Tony, did I go to high school with you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
You're ahead of me, Jack.
Now I know who you are. Good. Okay. Fair enough. Well, yeah. Why don't you come in here and ask him questions yourself? You can cross-examine him.
Well, that'd be fun. I tell you. turning to the trivia, one of them was Carolyn, Tom's wife, who's there with you.
Yes, he was a girl. That's true.
You want me to mention another one?
If you got it.
What the heck? We'll give you all the prizes if you mention all of them.
I can't mention all of them. I can mention one more, Janice Wendell.
There you go.
All right.
That's right.
All right, now, you win, Tony. And I'll tell you what, and Magdalena, don't go away. We got more stuff. But let's also just thank you, Tony, for playing. What you get here is, you want the Ghost 4? All four sets of Ghost 1, 2, 3, and 4 is available on that answer. We might as well throw in a Tom Diamond book. And if you don't mind, I'm gonna hold out the Kikis for the next caller.
That's fine. Yeah, the Tom Diamond book alone is well worth the call.
There you go. There you go. Tony, thanks for ringing up.
Stay on the line.
And yeah, don't go away. Shelly tell you how to pick all this stuff up.
All right, great.
Thank you. I'll see you at the next reunion.
Take care, Tom.
Thank you, Tony.
See you again. All right, now that's that. So we got the ghosts are gone. We got a book gone. And we have three more people over here on the phone.
Another question for
Magdalena is on the radio here. What question do we have left?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. We have we don't have the question that you called originally on, but we have another one. You ready to answer that? Take a shot?
I'll try.
Okay. What month and year were the Tigua tribe officially recognized as an Indian tribe in the state of Texas?
We talked about it specifically to make sure.
What month and year?
Yes.
Or if she could get the year, it would be.
What year?
Yes.
Let me see.
You got time to Google it with your other hand?
1968.
Close, but no
almost.
Cigar.
Nope.
No, ma'am,
almost.
But thank you for trying. Do appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
Appreciate
you
listening.
Thank you. Yeah.
You take
thank
her
you.
Easy. Are we got any callers left here, Shelley? Is that a caller we can put on the air? Tell me if so, put it on hold real quick. No? Okay, then. Tom, we're just going to have to keep the DVDs and eat the food at Kiki's. Because Kiki's is good food. That's $25 worth.
Yeah.
All right, we'll roll that out next week again. All right, enough of this excitement here. I hate to say it, we got to take another break here.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to come back and talk to Tom Diamond. If you have a question, you can ring him up with Facebook as well.
Yeah, well, Facebook, the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, Bobby Bustamante actually had a question on there we can bring up afterwards, too.
Okay, and also anybody else, come out to Pepe's today at 12:30. Tom will be there. I hope you sell some books out there, and I hope you get a chance to eat something. You never know, right?
Listen, just being with you guys is worth a whole day.
Well, it's strange inside your radio. Tom Diamond just
proved
it. It's
never good political.
Right down the middle, as weird as it is. And I want to thank the control room people. Finally, I remembered to do that. You got Sergio Valenzuela, the man who was, he took over everything last week.
That's right.
He made us talk. I mean, he was we were the puppets.
That's right. He probably enjoyed that a lot more.
Yeah, put your hand in and don't go over there. But also, Shelley Sullivan, thank you very much for taking calls today. There's a lot going on in here. Occasionally.
Yeah, in fact, you can see her. I took a picture of the diamonds, and Shelly's in the picture, too. So you can see a picture of our lovely call screen.
The gang's all here, but we're going to take a break. What's that phone number?
It's 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Raise your hand if you think you know what identity theft is. Just kidding. This is a radio commercial. We can't tell if your hand is up. But we can tell you that if you think identity theft is when someone adds charges to your credit card, you're only partially right. Identity theft is when someone pretends to be you, to open new accounts in your name, or any number of other bad things. That's where LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, our U.S.-based team of specialists will work to fix it. You'll get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best identity theft protection available. Join LifeLock right now and get a special 15% discount off your first year. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15OFF. That's 15OFF to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount off your first year. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code 15OFF. LifeLock.
If you're ready to buy a new car, download the TrueCar app. Just configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers. It's that easy. Save time and money. Download the TrueCar app today.
The Belly Flattener Nubiotics is in an epic battle with the competition to be the best belly flattening product on the market. To prove they're the best, they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-500-2883. Nubiotics has what it takes to win. It's scientifically formulated to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. Made with natural ingredients, it even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But to win, Nubiotics can't just be the best. It's got to prove it's the best. That's why they're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Again, Nubiotics is in an epic battle to be the best belly flattening product on the market. to win. They're giving away free trials to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry, call now for details. 1-800-500-2883. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-500-2883. That's 1-800-500-2883.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, folks. This week only in El Paso, Inc.
Why El Paso is buying a 25,000-acre ranch in Del City, not for the land, but for the water beneath it.
El Paso's doing that. Okay, that's in the ink. And also, what's next for the Cincinnati district? As storefronts fill up and the city plans upgrades.
And get a first look at the new La Villita development where Whole Foods will open this fall.
David Crowder went through. He had a great time.
That's a neat place.
El Paso Inc. is online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery by doing what?
Call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
See, now, Tom, I can go home now. I've read this thing. We're good. Because that's the wife's deal over there. And you're right. David Crowder's over there.
David
Tom
Crowder, that's who I was running.
Yeah, David. He did that story.
Great guy.
They get into the stuff because the Rolodex is you know, valid and valuable. Speaking of people who have done things, you two here. One thing, we had another subject or two to come up, Melissa, but I wanted to be sure we got about that hotel. That hotel out there, what's now...
Oh, the Westerner.
What's now is where Walmart is located, on the west side, Rimcon.
Home base and Walmart.
Speak up and talk to the audience here. What happened there? How'd you get involved in that hotel?
Well, it was involved a real estate transaction in California that my father was involved in, where I had an interest... in his fee, and he wound up at the end of the trade owning this property in El Paso.
That's how lawyers work.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even a lawyer then. I was just an ordinary guy.
Goodness. So you ended up, the family, your father owned the hotel.
Yes, my family is.
Okay, describe the hotel. Not everybody knows what we're talking about.
Well, it was built by Dean Carpenter, who is Conrad Hilton's brother-in-law, and it was a sprawling adobe hacienda type a structure across the desert.
Sprawling.
I guess it was a 54-unit motel and maybe 20 different buildings.
So those buildings were spread out as individual places?
Two and three units in a building and spread out. It was built as a resort. It was a beautiful place, but it never was a financial success.
And it was right where Walmart is today on Mesa.
Exact same position.
Wow.
Did it have an airstrip near there?
Yeah. Yes, there was an airstrip there. I'll never forget one day some guy had a little too much to drink and took off from that airstrip going uphill and drove onto Mesa Boulevard and hit a car and killed a guy.
Oh my gosh.
And Tom Davis, a farmer from the Upper Valley, and I were the first ones there. And we were trying to cut the pilot out, and there was gasoline dripping all over the place.
Oh, jeez.
Two guys watching us smoking cigarettes. I couldn't believe it.
Well, my husband found a video of a family from Houston that used to come to El Paso to vacation. And it shows them they stayed at the Western, and they'd rode horses up on the mesas and things like that.
Yeah, we had a stable there and everything. It was very, very interesting place.
What kind of people? Name some people you met there.
The Westler. What was his name?
Oh, George.
The wrestler.
Oh, Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George.
Yeah, you like Gorgeous George.
I liked him.
He stayed there. He was always there when he came to El Paso.
But you had some big-name stars come through there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, now, isn't it true that was basically the place where you came from Hollywood, spent the night, went to wars, got divorced, came back. That's what I know about the place.
It had a great reputation, but it never was a financial success.
Yeah.
But you did that Juarez thing, didn't you?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
No, well, I mean, didn't Patsy Cline stay there?
What's that name?
Patsy Cline, didn't she stay there?
Yes, and,
movie star.
Rita Hayworth stayed there.
Yes, Rita Hayworth, okay.
You know, this book is interesting. There's a whole chapter here we're not going to discuss, but if you want to read about it, it has to do with a bidet.
Oh,
I guess you remember that one.
Well, I'm one of the few guys in the world that knows what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a surprise if you're not ready
toilet.
For that.
Yeah, no.
And here's an utter side about cows. Okay, I'm not sure we're going to get into that. Tom Diamond, there's the Guadalupe Ranch. Now, there's a story to talk about.
And that was involved with the Women's Chamber of El Paso, am I correct?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Grace Chope and
Dean Miller.
Dean Miller.
Oh, my God, Dean Miller.
Very, very much.
She was everything.
In that project.
Yes. Well,
you guys were instrumental in getting that turned into a national park over there, Guadalupe.
Yes.
Move up a little bit toward that mic there.
Okay. Yeah. We were the lead in that effort.
And what happened?
We were successful.
But you got a rancher to donate the land, correct?
Well, no.
He bought it.
He got paid for it, but on a very reduced basis. And it was an interesting story. The National Park Service was of no help whatsoever. They were actually opposing the whole project.
Well, you're going to make more work for them.
Well.
And they already had work. They're bureaucrats.
This wasn't their idea, so they didn't like it.
Yeah, it didn't come from them.
So we're talking about McKittrick Canyon.
Oh, yeah, beautiful spot. Just
and that
spot.
Was also private property when you're talking about
that? It was
part
of the ranch. It was part of the ranch.
And so the guy was going to sell it?
It was for sale on the market when I got working with him.
So you helped steer it to the...
J.C. Hunter owned the ranch. He was from Abilene, and he had it on the market. But he was willing to reduce the price if we could get the government to pay for it.
And that included Guadalupe Peak?
Guadalupe Peak, the stagecoach stop remains there at the top of the hill. And the McKittrick Canyon, of course, was a gorgeous part of the ranch.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could have been continually private unless you guys had done what you did.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it was a working ranch. It was a very successful working ranch.
And earlier in my day, I didn't do it, but I had an opportunity with some Boy Scouts to climb to the top of that. I declined. Did you ever go to the top of that thing?
No, but I know it's up there. It's some airplane wreckage.
Well, not only that, it takes 8 hours to get up there and back, and you're running.
And
I watched them do it when they came back. I said, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Did you ever go to the stage stop there?
Yeah. Down at the bottom, basically the highest stage stop in Texas, I'm guessing, the way it's situated there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what a fabulous place. So that's another one of the many things you have done. All right, any more phone calls, we'll take them. I see one coming in right now. We should take a break here and wrap this up. Tom Diamond, today at Pepe's.
At
1230.
1230, 6761 Donovan Drive.
Come
and get
on out
your
there.
Signed book and talk to the Diamonds.
Oh, and by the way, Pepe's going to go on vacation for 2 weeks starting, I think, tomorrow. So if you want to go out and load up on enchiladas.
So, no, and get your radio-free salsa.
Oh, of course, Tom.
A freebie.
You got to walk in there and ask him.
You can meet the Diamonds, and you can get the free radio-free salsa with four of their great sauces. And so, hey, get out there.
We made up something. You walk in there and say, I would like some free salsa. And he'll give you five little bowls, and you'll taste everything in the restaurant. You can taste the green enchilada sauce, the red enchilada sauce, his table salsa. He's got a killer he brings only when you ask. And then there's chili con carne. So they give you that for just bowls of that. Walk in and ask for the radio-free salsa sampler. And in the meantime, we're going to take a break and come talk to our phone call
That's
person.
Right. Call
544-whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
Hey guys, with summer almost here, are you looking to trim up, maybe lose some of that belly fat, and feel more energized to enjoy more of what you do? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study on the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene77.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a leading testosterone brand found nationwide at GNC and other stores, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be a part of the largest survey of men's levels in the country. There are no needles and no office visits. The clinical grade tests are painless and confidential. It's an easy program you can do from home, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to feel more energized and get trimmed up, find out your levels for free and go to ProGene77.com now. That's the word pro, G-E-N-E 77.com, ProGene77.com. Enroll today before the study is closed. So go to ProGene77.com.
At iHeartMedia, we've harnessed the power of sound in a way that can help you expand your reach to a new group of target customers and grow your business through customized and effective advertising. Call 844-BUY-RADIO or go to iHeartMedia.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
How to buy Tom Diamond's book. You go to International Museum of Art or the History Museum of El Paso. What do you got?
Well, I just want to go out and give a shout out to the people at Remember in El Paso Wind with all the wonderful pictures. Barbara Bainey.
Given Baney's.
I always forget that's Given Baney's. Thank for all the work you're doing in El Paso and the surrounding area, where you can check out online all the wonderful pictures that you can have. Yeah, you're giving me the light. I'll give you the light.
What?
What are you playing with your flashlight?
We got to talk to Bernie on the radio here. You ready for that?
I listen to him all
Bernie,
the time.
The Bernie on the radio. Bernie, good morning.
Well, good morning, folks. Great radio show. I enjoyed listening to Tom, but unfortunately didn't let his wife speak enough. One question I want to have for them is, how did they meet? And then secondly, just want to mention real quickly, we lost a great historian, a wonderful supporter of heritage in El Paso, Will DeBust. So keep him in your prayers. Keep Barbara in your prayers as we move forward. And thanks, Tom, for everything you do. I hope my mind is half as sharp as yours at your age.
And we know which half, Bernie.
Yeah.
Bernie Sargent, chairman of the El Paso County Historical Commission, husband of a person over here named Melissa, and knee-deep into history everywhere you go. So. Well, Bernie, as always, we thank you for what you do, and we'll see you in your bathtub on Monday, right?
You will. Yes, you will.
Aha! You had to think about that one for a minute, but that's he'll be in his bathtub out in a parade, so there.
The infamous bathtub.
As always, Bernie, good to talk to you. We'll see you in the streets. And Will DeBusk is this afternoon. Thanks a lot. You take care. All right. We got a couple of moments here just to conclude this. And we're not really going to conclude this, Tom Diamond and Carolyn Diamond, because we're going to continue this out at Pepe's. And if anybody would like to come out and say, I got one thing to ask you, and you'll say, oh, that's on page 47, and you'll just pull it right out of here and say, Tom's got this all figured out. But thank you for writing a book. Thank you for having the career you did, because you had fun doing this, obviously.
I still am.
That's it. I've been trying to tell people, his career is just getting going. 93 years old, what the heck? You're not going to stop now.
Yeah. Start a new career.
Why would you dare? Yeah. Any last thoughts for our radio crowd here? We're gonna get out of here and go up the road a bit.
Just this. It's a real pleasure to be part of a radio program that emphasizes the importance of El Paso history. I think there's so much to gain from where we've been if we just stop and take advantage of and look back and benefit from the experience.
Indeed, you're right. El Paso history is how I think we're going to be known. I would like us to be known nationally, internationally, known for our history.
And I think a lot of the things is the names and the people, the situations that you talked about today. I think a lot of people understand and remember some of this, you know. So that's always fun. It's relative history, too.
Well, I know what Trans Mountain Road is. I had no idea what it went through to get there, that kind of thing today. Also, I understand what Waco Tanks is, but I didn't realize the Tiguas almost owned it. I mean, there's things like that you brought out in your book about the history that people can think about. And there's more in here. There's a lot more of your early history we didn't cover. So those of you who want to hear some really bizarre World War II stories, come out and see us at Pepe's today. All right, everybody
kind
else,
of story.
We're almost out of here. Melissa Sargent, thank you for everything. And also, just to remind people, International Museum of Art is where Tom's books can be purchased. $15, including tax, you said. And it's a history museum also.
Right.
And today at Pepe's.
And at the International Art Museum.
Right, International Museum
of
Art.
Oh, I thought you said the El Paso Museum of History.
Both of them.
Those
two. And everybody else, again, Control Room, thank you guys in there. Do appreciate what you do. Got news for you. We're going to do it again next week.
That's right, again.
See you there. EPHistory.com for details about the radio show. Again, Tom Diamond, Carolyn, thanks for coming in. Everybody else, see you at Pepe's.
Wonderful. See you next week.
Take care, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.